Welcome to lesson two, Mind Your Money. This lesson is designed to lay a foundation around money habits. Yes, even before you might be making much money at all in your business. In my experience, how we do one thing is often how we do many things. So we're getting a jump on rewiring your brain here. The goal is to make having money an appropriate priority in your business. Chaotic creatives often fixate on being of service and spreading their message. I often hear them say things like, "Oh, it's not about the money. I just want to help as many people as possible." Now, that may not be an appropriate relationship to money. On the other hand, I see many linears who are solely focused on the bottom line, sometimes to the detriment of their own health and well-being. That's also not an appropriate relationship to money. Instead, let's look at how we can create a healthy balance with money in our business and prioritize money and profits appropriately. Because frankly, you can't be in business if you're not creating revenue. But revenue alone is not the be-all end-all of business. You've probably heard it said that the purpose of a business is to make money. Not entirely. Yes, making money and having profit is important, but only insofar as it furthers the life of the business so that the business can continue to serve their audience. That means money management is critical so that when opportunities come your way, you'll be able to make solid decisions about what's best for you and your business. Having money for what you need when you need it creates a sense of peace and ease that's hard to get any other way. Believe me, I know. I've lived it firsthand. Having cash reserves helps you weather the ups and downs of business because they will come. If they haven't yet, they will. And you can better forecast the future health of your business and prevent cash flow problems before they happen. And then there's future growth, because maybe at some point in the future, you'd like to create jobs for a few other people, or maybe a lot of other people, depending on your vision for your business. When you don't have money appropriately prioritized, it's harder to make smart financial decisions. It's harder to pay yourself a living wage, let alone having a business that elevates your income to a lifestyle you truly desire. Plus, if you're just spending it as it's coming in, you're not taking care of things like taxes and future business expenses and needs. Chaotics, especially, can start to feel overwhelmed here and think this whole money management thing is hard. It's not. You just need a handful of tools, which you're going to get in this program. Linears are all like, "Hey, I love tracking the numbers. Give me more numbers and spreadsheets. I relate to those really well." Well, there's some other elements that we have to work on too. And fusions are somewhere in the middle, depending on the day. It can be hard to manage your money, especially when you're under-earning. You don't really have a budget because whatever's coming in goes right back out. And eventually, you'll graduate to a space where your budget is whatever comes in minus whatever goes out. The next step, the one I'm planting the seed for right now, is that you have a budget all the time, and sometimes you're over and sometimes you're under. There's no judgment around that. It's just a reality of doing business. And when you're over, you'll have to make some choices, but we'll get to that in a future lesson. You've made a great first step just jumping into today's lesson. Other reasons it can be hard to manage your money are things like unexpected bills or debts. Sometimes you'll have returns or refunds that ding your income. It happens. No one's immune. So get used to that idea now. You can also struggle with money management if you're doing work that's got billable hours attached to it. If you're not sticking to your work schedule and letting work time seep into other time, then you're not billing your time correctly. Or you don't feel comfortable billing for all the time that you've worked on a project, so you're going to have budget overruns. Notice I didn't say you're losing money. You just have overruns. And losing money is a common tactic that you hear from online marketing gurus. You know, "You're leaving money on the table." Well, sometimes leaving money on the table is exactly what you're supposed to do because it's not your money to take in the first place. Instead, let's start looking at it in terms of budget overages and budget shortfalls. Just as simply that. You're either over or you're under, and there's no judgment. It's just the reality of the moment, and you have the power to change that reality in the future. Now, again, you can't control the outcome, but you can influence it based on what you do and what you don't do. Minding your money is critical. Now, here's a lesson that Oprah Winfrey taught Queen Latifah. Always sign the checks. In her book, Put on Your Crown, Latifah shares a story of how someone in her organization made an accounting mistake and it ended up nearly bankrupting her. No one was trying to defraud her. It was just a clerical error. But because Latifah wasn't signing the checks, she didn't know until it was almost too late. After that, she always made a point of reviewing every check that went out the door so that she had her finger on the pulse of what was happening financially in her business. Now, later in the program, we'll get into financial reports. But for now, it's just important to start developing your awareness of where the money is coming from and where it's going. Equally important, especially for you chaotic types, is to get clear on how you feel about that. What emotions or physical sensations are coming along with watching your money come and go in the ways that it does? Remember how I said previously that everything is an opportunity for awareness? Nowhere is this more important than when it comes to money stuff. If you don't know when or where your money is coming from or going to, how can you make a plan? If you don't know why it's going out in a specific way, how can you know if that's a sound investment of your company's income? Always sign the checks, so to speak, and know where your money's at. You're going to learn a simple model to build your financial muscles. It starts with awareness and then tracking. Just tracking your money as it comes and goes. And then we'll shift from tracking to managing the money, because tracking is hindsight. You're seeing what's already happened. We want to start getting proactive and making decisions that set us up for longer term success. So we move into managing your money. And then finally, you'll move from managing your money to directing your money. This is where you can be mostly hands off with the flow of your money, but you're still signing the checks, as it were. You still know what's going on and you're directing your money through your financial reports instead of being in the minutia of the day-to-day bookkeeping aspects of everything. So we'll progress through these stages from just general awareness to tracking, to managing, to directing. Which brings us to your first assignment. Decide when payday is. And maybe you already do this. If so, great. If not, I want you to start making a payday habit. At some point in the future, you will probably have other people working with you and they'll want to be paid consistently. So for now, even if your revenue is zero, pick a date for payday and sit down each payday and sign your check. Look at the hours you've worked and pay yourself, even if it's only on paper for now. The goal is to make it a habit, not to beat yourself up for the money that you're not yet making. If you've worked 40-hour weeks all month long, pay yourself a salary that reflects the value of that work. Even if you can't afford to cash that check yet, it will help you start to program your brain to value the time and effort you're putting into the business, along with helping you set some boundaries around how much time you're actually spending inside the business versus outside it having a life. If you're not consistently generating revenue yet, once a month payday is probably sufficient. But if you have regular income and expenses, you can sit down a couple of times a month or every other week and do this, because that's what real companies do. People get paid at least monthly, and more often they're paid 2 to 3 times a month. So decide what your company is going to do and make it a habit. You may not be able to cash all those checks yet, but someday you will. There's one more thing I want to say about when it comes to your money. Okay. And this is something I want you to be thinking about. It's called opportunity costs. Opportunity costs. Now, let's say you've got $50 and 3 different opportunities that all cost $50 come your way. You could attend an event where you have the chance to meet the keynote speaker and start a relationship with them. You could invest in a program to help you build your skills in an important part of your business, Or you can take that $50 and do some targeted advertising on Facebook. So what do you do? Well, you got four choices. You can keep that money, that's a choice, or use it for one of those three options. Now on the surface, that looks like easy math, but let's look a little closer. Let's say that that event connects you to the keynote and also five or six other people who can expand your reach and help you grow your business. The return on that investment would be a lot more than the $50 you invest. Let's say it's potentially worth $10,000 in new business. The program teaches you a skill set that could help you grow your business with no new revenue specifically, but you can hire someone to do that part of your business now so that you can focus on other things, and that saves you $5,000 a year plus the time that you get back. And finally, you could invest that $50 into targeted Facebook ads and generate, let's say, $500 to $1,000 in new revenue the first year. Now, which answer you choose depends on which is most important for your business at the time the opportunity comes along. The opportunity cost is what you miss out on or what you say no to. So if you choose those Facebook ads, you miss out on the potential connections at the event and the time and money savings from the program that you could have taken. On the other hand, if you attend the event, you'll miss out on the extra revenue from the ads and the time and money saved from the program. And if you hold on to the money, you'll have the money, but you'll miss out on all the other opportunities. This is why FOMO, fear of missing out, is such a pervasive marketing tool. It plays up the fear around opportunity costs. But knowing about opportunity costs helps you short circuit FOMO and keep you focused on what is most important for your business. If it's more important for you to have liquid cash, you can easily let go of those other choices and hang on to the money. If it's more important to meet people and make connections to increase your reach, then you can easily let go of Facebook ads for a while. If that program is going to save you time and money to open up your calendar a few months down the road, and having that time and savings is more important, then that's where you'll put your money. Understanding opportunity costs helps you see the bigger picture of the role of money in your business, and it empowers you to make better decisions about your money without falling into FOMO or obsessing over every penny. So your exercises. Number one, decide when your company payday is. Sit down on payday, cut yourself a check. Yes, even if you can't cash it yet, cut it. Make payday a habit. Two, continuing in your notebook, document your thoughts, feelings, and stories around your money. Now, not just your business income, but money in general, because your business is an extension of who you are as a creative entrepreneur. How do you feel about having money, spending money, investing money? Because there's a difference between spending and investing, or saving it for future use. Again, there is no judgment here. This is an opportunity for awareness. Notice if you find yourself slipping into fixed mindset versus growth mindset. Where can you get curious about money? Number three, continue to check in with yourself throughout the week and ask yourself where your mindset's at. If you're feeling disempowered, frustrated, or overwhelmed, look at the stories you're telling yourself. Remember that everything is an opportunity for awareness and everything is figureoutable if you seek help to shift your thinking. Celebrate your wins, that's number four, including where you are in growth mode and every time you have a new awareness. And number five, you may notice a desire to start making some changes. That's great. You don't have to. Again, we're still in awareness mode, but if you feel called to make a change, pick one and only one and document what happens. In lesson three, I will introduce you to an easy way to manage your growing business efficiently and effectively. And I will see you there.